Washburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Yes, I'll have the grilled chicken burger. No tomato, no onion, no cheese, no mayo, no bun, just, you know, wrapped in lettuce. And I think that'll do it. What, French fries? Oh, no, no French fries. I'm going to have to bottom later. It's a tale as old as time. Picture this. You're out with the boys at a couple of bars. You get shit-faced drunk. And towards the end of the night, as everybody's wrapping it up and deciding to part ways, the first thing you see on your way home is that taqueria across the street. And in that moment, as you spot that taqueria, all you can think about is eating, well, as much as you can, because after all, what else do you do when you're drunk? Because I know that all I ever want is Mexican food. And as you order that super burrito with extra guacamole, extra cheese, extra sour cream, take it home, walk up the street to your house, and begin to eat said super burrito, and get about halfway down, suddenly that notification goes off on your phone at 11:58 p.m. But it's that notification, you guys. That notification that you have been waiting on for months. That guy, that hot jock, top, beautiful model-esque guy that you've seen so many times on your Grindr grid, but really never gave the time of day because, after all, he's so far out of your league, and there is no way that this guy would ever ask for you to come over and fuck. But in that moment, he's actually asking you to come over and fuck, and suddenly you realize that this is the hottest guy that so far up to this point has ever hit on you, and shit, I'm wasted. I just ate half a burrito, and now he wants me to come over to bottom. So what do you do? Well, really, I mean, obviously, because you are so drunk and your inhibitions are so low, because after all, you added a super burrito with fucking extra sour cream, cheese, and guacamole to the mix prior. You find yourself riding that hot jock top's dick. And just as you are getting so into that moment of hot, penetrative sex, you suddenly realize that he stops, looks up at you, and says, "Hey, you have to go get in the shower now. It's time to clean up. I think you're dirty." And as you walk home on that very, let's just say, semi-humiliating gay walk of shame home, knowing full well that you will never hear from that hot jock top ever again, suddenly you rack your brain and find out how you could ever prevent something like this from ever happening once again. So sit back, relax, put on that condom, or pop your prep pill, and let's find out exactly how you can take this moment when that hot jock top that you feel is way out of your league, calls you up and you show up and you have sex and know, fully certain that you will be completely and entirely free from any sort of remnants coming from your ass, otherwise known as the Bossy Power Bottom Ho Diet. And let me tell you all the reasons how you can eat to rest assured that you bottom like a boss with the Bossy Power Bottom Ho Diet. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ plus community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, bopper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here. And welcome back to the show that actually is the highest form of fiber in the podcast world, My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's exposé, I experimented with this crazy diet for about a month, you guys, just to find out if I could actually do this and get it through my body long enough to actually go in and then sit on three specific dicks. And when I get up, see if there's any speck of residue that would basically create any sort of dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moments. So stay tuned for the results and all the details in regards to what I ate, what I took out of my diet, and all the reasons why you should try this bossy power bottom diet to bottom with confidence. And on this week's Your Gay Exposé segment, I reached out to a few of my friends, as well as you, the listeners, and asked, in a 24-hour period, what is the one item that you would stay away from, knowing full well going into a bottoming situation that you wouldn't have a clean outcome? And why? And some of the answers this week are kind of predictable, but also ones that I sort of didn't see coming. So we'll get all of those answers this week. But first, before we actually look at that dairy aisle in the grocery store and start salivating just a little bit because you haven't had a nice slice of cheese in so fucking long, first, let's hop into this week's re-exposé. Welcome to this week's re-exposé, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, you came for me and I felt like I needed to readdress, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, oh my God, what the fuck was I even trying to say there? Oh, fuck my life. What a goddamn mess. That definitely merits a re-exposé. You guys, I am so fucking excited about how all of you out there have just openly embraced my straight brother, Ryan, after last week's exposé, Blood is Thicker Than Alcohol. It was so much fucking fun to record with him. And I just have to say this. You know, we made the official announcement last week that Blood is Thicker Than Alcohol podcast number 2 is officially dropping coming soon. The official trailer's already out there. So all of you have the opportunity to go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Click 5 stars on either one or both if you feel so inclined. And follow, because you don't want to miss each one of these morally corrupt and just train wreck of a shit show that is the Washburn brothers drinking our fucking faces off while comparing and contrasting gay and straight life. It's, oh, you guys, I am having such a good time recording this with my brother. We just bounce back and forth off so easily. It's just, I'm so fucking excited and I cannot wait for all of this to take off. But thank you so much for all of your responses, all of your questions, comments, concerns, and reads, you know, about the episode itself, about the show itself. I have been bombarded with like a shit ton of just all of you expressing your appreciation for project number 2. The first official project, mind you, that is after Bossy Power Bottom Productions' inception. And I'm very fucking proud of it. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And you don't want to miss one episode. So follow all of that shit now. You guys, we're in January. And what that means is I have to seriously get very serious about my AIDS life cycle journey. And I need your help to raise $3,500 for the most incredible organization that I have ever been so proud to be a part of. So please, 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 when you get the chance, go in this week's show notes, go to any one of my social media formats in the links and bios, any one of my websites. If you pretty much just Google Ronnie Washburn, you can find a way to donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. 100% of all the proceeds go to the most incredible fucking organization. And it just helps that, you know, moment where little Timmy from Omaha, Nebraska happens to move to San Francisco, has his first gay orgy, finds out he's HIV positive, and doesn't know what to do next. All of that money helps little Timmy figure out his next steps in life. It's so important, and I need all of you to help me out with my AIDS life cycle journey. And one last thing before we segue into the rest of this week's expose. Don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at ronniewashburn.com or mygayexposepodcast.com or bossypowerbottom.com and pick your next piece for your upcoming gay or pride-related event. And you guys, I have a lot of updated fun shit on the horizon for Bossy Power Bottom Wear. So keep your eyes out for some new shit coming soon. So before we get my gay expose on this week's topic of conversation, that just so happens to have a preventative measures that are needed to be taken in regards to what it is that you need to do to prevent a dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moment. Themed undertone. First, let's get your gay expose. And this week, the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as you, the listeners. Attention all bottoms. Out of all the detrimental substances that you could put into your body 24 hours before going in to bottom, what's the one item that you know that you specifically have to stay away from to ensure a clean outcome? So let's get those responses now. Kyle says, as much as I love both the Thai and Indian cuisines, they aren't really lucrative to bottoming in order to stay clean. And honestly, I wouldn't really want to eat anything that looks exactly the way going in that it does coming out. God.
Thanks for the visual. Michael says, I've noticed an inconsistent pattern in my bowels every time I specifically drink hard alcohols. Interesting. I don't know that I could say the same, but then again, I don't think I'm ever really paying attention to that being the deciphering factor of why I'm feeling a little unsure. Devin says, put it this way, anytime I eat any sort of dairy, it makes my bowel movements go from solid to a flood. Kylan, sorry, I can't pronounce your name. K-I-L-L-E-I-N. So randomly spelled, but Kelly, whatever. Okay, this person says as follows, and please forgive me, I didn't mean any offense in mispronouncing your name. But this person says, for me, it's always the dairy. I try to stay away from it in my regular life, but also know that I can't have anything that's from a cow before I go to bottom. Timothy says, I think the answer's obvious here. It's all about Indian food. Muck says, no spicy food. Dean says, pizza. Sam says, for me, it's anything bubbly, like sparkling water, soda, White Claws, etc. I try to stay away from this stuff, but sometimes those White Claws come in so handy when you're trying to watch your alcohol calories. Porter says, Taco Bell. This bitch knows that that's my fucking go-to after a very heavy night of drinking. Oh, that's why. Okay, so funny enough, just as a little side expose, I actually, a couple weeks ago, posted an Instagram story where I actually took a screenshot of my, you know, my order of DoorDash orders. And they were all like 6 consecutive Taco Bell orders within the span of like a fucking 5-day radius. And each order was like at least $30, if not more. One specifically like piggybacking into the like $50 mark. And you guys, they were all for a drunk party of one. This is why I should stop fucking drinking. Timothy says, I've heard alcohol is something that actually contributes to unclean outcomes. However, I don't really feel that I have that problem considering I almost only have sex when I'm drunk. But who knows? Keshav says, I personally have GI issues to begin with, so ideally, I like to bottom during the day before I eat anything. Otherwise, I have to avoid eating anything that isn't water or veggies. Oh my God, that sounds like a bottom's worst nightmare. I can't imagine. Barry says, anything dairy related. Paul says, I don't usually know if I'm going to hook up 24 hours from the time I go to hook up with anyone, but if I had to stay away from one item, I'd say heavy pastas. Paul, guess what? I'm here to tell you something that you may not know. Pastas actually help the digestive process. I know that might sound so confusing, but listen along to the rest of this week's expose, and you'll find out how and why. I was just as shocked as you probably are right now. Monish says, no Indian food. David says, no curry, no chicken tikka masala, really just nothing Indian, period. Brian says, Indian food. So I think this is the theme of this week is the fucking Indian food. You know, I have to say, if you're going to go out on a date with anyone, Indian food should never be like an option for that night if sex is on the table following. And truth be told, I have been in a situation with a guy on a date who like really wanted to have an Indian dinner before we went back to his place. and have sex. And you guys, I have to say, it was a fucking nail biter. Jeffrey says, I've heard that ketamine and cocaine are one of the worst offenders in making those moments where you actually are dirty during sex. But I don't think that I've ever personally tried while on either substance, or at least so I think. I hear you on that. Kevin says, oh, dear God. Oh, my God. Kevin says, I can't with this bitch. She always, I swear she answers the way that he does just because he knows it's for the fucking show. But Kevin said as follows. I never eat 24 hours before I go in to bottom. You guys, Kevin is such a fucking slut. There's no possible way. If this was true, he would never be eating anything. So stupid. And as usual, all of these answers are just one big giant clusterfuck. Really just all over the place. I think we can all unanimously agree that Indian food is just something that you should stay away from if you're ever planning on bottoming within that 24-hour time frame. And I think Thai food and Mexican food are also kind of on that same level of things that you should probably stay away from. But you guys, there are so many other things out there that you actually should be staying away from, and things that you actually should be eating to ensure a clean bill of health when it comes to like pulling his dick out of your ass and looking to inspect and see if there's anything on his dick other than lube. So let's find out what all of that is now. And don't worry if you didn't get your answer read this week. Just continue to follow on Instagram at @exposingmygay. And remember, the funnier the answer, the more likely you'll be read live on the show. And now let's get my gay expose, and you'll find out what happens when I created this bossy power bottom diet, did it for a month, eliminated so many things from my diet, and sat on three specific dicks to see if I could potentially have a dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moment, or if I would plop off with nothing in sight. So let's find out what happens now. Alright, you guys, listen, I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster, and it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. Chances are is that if you listen along to the show, then you know that throughout this series, I have coined the phrase bossy power bottom. And so for those of you who might be new to the show, let me just tell you a little bit about what I feel the definition of a bossy power bottom is. And that really just means anyone who goes into any sort of sexual encounter with the means to bottom, and they know full well with the utmost confidence that when they sit on that hot jock top dick, that they will get off said hot jock top dick after he comes, and know that there will not be one speck of residue, and fully and confidently know that they did all the things that they knew they had to do to make it necessary for this situation to occur. So basically just bottoming with confidence or just doing the work to know that you're going into a sexual encounter and not having that little scary moment in the back of your mind where you might potentially have a dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moment, because I'm sure we've all been there when we didn't expect it, but it definitely made its presence known.
But there's a giant and very fucking important piece
to this puzzle, you guys, and that's what I'm actually calling my bossy power bottom diet, a diet that you should actually follow in your life to ensure that even with all of these other things in mind, the slutty power bottom hoe bag items, as well as your diet, that you can just be double rest assured that when you go into that sexual encounter that you are not going to have any issues as well. So here's what I did, you guys. I did a little bit of research, a little misguidedly, as you'll find out in the next few moments. But also, I put myself through the motions of putting myself on this bossy power bottom diet that I kind of just threw together after said research and did it for a month long. And you guys, the social experiment that I did this week was I actually put myself on this diet. And then I went out and set out to dispel the myth and see if, because I put these food items in my body and eliminated a lot of my other shit that I had been eating on a regular basis, that I went in to see if, without doing any sort of douche preparing, I could, like, get off that dick and have his dick plop down and see not one speck of dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moments. So I'll tell you about how all of that ended up at the tail end of this week's expose. But first, let me go over what I did in regards to putting together this bossy power bottom diet. So basically, I did a little bit of research and it was all very bottom diet specific. So in other words, it was like really just like gay articles. And I think the one article that I pulled the bulk majority of information from was one that was done by Hornet. So there's that. As gay as it comes. But basically, really, I put myself on this crazy diet that really, I'm just going to be honest with you, is no fun and really boring. And I did crave a lot of shit that I just normally didn't even eat in my regular everyday life. And I think it's just because I was just eating all of the same shit over and over and over for the month that I did. And truth be told, just as a little side note, I lost a shit ton of weight from this specific diet, just for the record. So it's kind of a win-win. Think about it. So really, when it comes down to creating a diet for that bossy power bottom status, it's all about the fiber. Now, here's the thing, you guys. Fiber is one of those things that we need to digest all of our food and our bodies properly. But the problem is it's almost virtually impossible to get the proper amount of fiber in your diet to fully make sure that everything gets flushed out of your system when you use the restroom. So really what that means is that if you get the proper amount of fiber in your diet, when you like take fiber like probiotics or like Metamucil, for example, what that actually does is it just takes everything that you've eaten and it just kind of grabs it all, pushes it all together in a big ball and then pushes it out of your body. So if you're not getting enough fiber and you're eating kind of bad foods, it really doesn't work that way, which, you know, kind of creates that dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moment, because you're not getting enough fiber and there is shit that's like, no pun intended, still lingering along in your body and your intestines. And let's just be honest, we've all experienced those moments when the bigger the dick, the more likely you're going to have those dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moments, because when the dick's that big, it just opens up the hole that much wider and the chances are much more likely that you're going to get said dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moment. So here's what I actually went to the store and bought for myself for this month-long experiment. We'll start with the protein. First and foremost, I just only ate chicken and fish. So what I actually found was that there are so many meats, for example, out there that prohibit all of this from doing what it's supposed to do in regards to getting your fiber and pushing everything out of your system. And there are so many other things that we'll go over in just a little bit about like you, that you should really just avoid if you want to bottom. And I think you know what most of those are, but actually you might be surprised at what some of those are as well. But it really just says that you should only eat poultry and like fish and stay away from like porks and red meats. So I really just went in and bought like a rotisserie chicken, pulled off all the skin because you're supposed to stay away from fats. Just took the meat and put it all in like Tupperware and set it in the refrigerator. And I kind of just put that aside. I bought a bunch of tuna and some tilapia. For some reason, tilapia was one of the things that they flagged as like the most beneficial in regards to a bossy power bottom diet, because I don't know, there's some kind of like essential oil in tilapia specifically that makes it just digest that much better. And I think all fish is really good, but really just stick with the tilapia. And again, this is just my fucking stupid ass, misguided, uninformed ass reading one sentence and believing it as fact because it came from a Hornet article. So just eat white poultry, meat, and white fish. So really, next up, we have to stick with anything that's green, you guys. Leafy greens are key for fiber. So really just like the Brussels sprouts, the spinaches, like any leafy or I hear the leafier and the greenier, the better, but like anything that's really green is like essential. So that, you know, includes green beans, broccoli, you know, any vegetable that's green is fair game. So I really just bought like a shit ton of vegetables. I like bought spinach. I bought broccoli. I bought green beans, Brussels sprouts. Like what else did I get? I think that's all of it in regards to the green vegetables. And to curb your sweet tooth, most fruits are fair game. So pears and apples are actually, oddly enough, considered to be like the bossy power bottom's best friend. Because there's some weird thing that I read that I don't 100% fully understand because I'm not a fucking scientist by any means. But really, what they meant was that the meat of the actual fruit has a certain type of fiber and the skin of this specific type of fruit has a certain other type of fiber that when they work together, they like properly cohabitate to a place where they give you just a little added bonus, a fiber to push everything out of your body all the more. So go out and buy a shit ton of apples and pears, you guys, because I did. But like fruits are fair game, bananas, pineapples, blueberries, strawberry, all of it. You can just get it all. I just bought like a shit ton of fruit. And I, of course, got a little lazy. I didn't want to cut any of it up. So I just bought all the pre-cut shit, which is like triple in price, which is the stupidest fucking thing that I could have ever done. But you know, that's the price you pay when you're a busy, bossy power bottom. And then for a little snack, granola is actually a good little choice for snack because, okay, so this specific brand of granola that I bought was the Kind brand, and it was like a flaxseed and I don't really even remember. It's like granola, flaxseed, and a bunch of other bullshit. And there was like bran in it and whatnot. But like, it really is so good for you to have all of it. You would be so surprised about all those fucking little seeds that have so much fucking fiber in them. You know, and of course, you want to limit the amount of sugar. So you have to kind of be careful when you buy granolas because most of that shit is fucking loaded with sugar. But this Kind brand is actually pretty good. It has like 33 grams of sugar per serving. I mean, not sugar, 33 grams of fiber per serving. Jesus. And like 2 grams of sugar. So like, that's the one I bought. And it's actually pretty sweet, but like not too overly sweet, like I think most granolas would be. So just be careful when you buy the granola, but be sure that you go buy a high fibered like cereal or granola just to snack on. It's perfect. It's perfection. So then next up, we've got, believe it or not, truth be told, I know you probably won't believe what I'm about to say as fact, but pastas and rice, you guys, pastas and rice are key to the bossy power bottom diet because they actually contain tons of fiber. And you know, you don't really think about having like fucking spaghetti and meatballs and like thinking that that would be essential for your fiber intake. But like really, you know, putting maybe possibly the meatballs aside, that's actually pretty good. And I mean, I remember one of my friends one time, he was like hitting me up like at a random. He's like, hey, it's underwear night at the 440. Come, like, it'll be fun. Just, you know, whatever. And I was like, bitch, I just got off work and I just had pasta. I am so not going to an underwear night at 440 where I could potentially be getting fucked in the back room. Like, no, that's not happening. But the reality of it is, you guys, pasta actually is good for you. Maybe not before you're going into an underwear night, but it's good to push everything out of your body and an essential form of fiber. I was actually pretty shocked by that. But next up, we've got water. You guys, water is so fucking important. You know, we're supposed to actually consume 8 glasses of water a day as a human being. And I really feel like that's a little too much. And truth be told, when every time I try to get on this little binge where I try to, like, you know, go through the motions of drinking tons of water to be a little bit healthier or whatever, it just really kind of sucks that I just constantly have to pee nonstop over and over again. And I will say this, being a San Franciscan, especially when I go on my like 11-mile runs during the day down Market Street, San Francisco, because of the homeless problem, does not ever allow anyone to ever go into any sort of public restroom. So you might find yourself like, you know, over behind the construction site peeing because you've just drank so much water. And this may or may not be something that I struggle with on a regular basis throughout this entire month. Don't tell anybody I don't need a fucking ticket for indecent exposure. But drink lots of water, you guys. Just drink as much water as you can throughout your day, because that actually is like the partnership with this fiber dynamic that kind of helps push everything out. Because if you're not getting enough water, you're not doing it right. So supplements are also important. So again, we've talked so many times about those fucking Pure for Men pills and kind of how much bullshit it is. But truthfully, if you actually did take something like a Pure for Men, or what I recommend, just going to like the fucking Walgreens and buying a tub of Metamucil and putting that into your diet each and every day, just to give you that added burst of fiber with the rest of your diet, and you're doing this bossy power bottom diet and staying within these guidelines, I think you'll be fine. And actually, it'll probably help all of it do what it's supposed to do properly. I think the problem that I have with Pure for Men is that it advertises that if you take this pill, that magically you're going to bottom with the most confidence and never have those dirty butt sex, oopsie daisy moments. But in reality, it's not true, because if you're eating all this horrible shit, it kind of counters what that fucking fiber pill is doing to you. So therefore, I feel it's semi misleading advertisement on behalf of Pure for Men. But I don't want to like slander them any further than that. So that's it, you guys. That's my diet. That's really what I did. I really just got chicken and fucking tuna and some tilapia. And I really just kind of baked all of those vegetables that I listed, like the broccoli, the spinach, the Brussels sprouts. I think I got some mushrooms and some baby carrots, and I just baked them all and then put them in Tupperware and like kind of meal prep that shit out. And that was really all I have been eating. And of course, you know, like at the restaurant every day, I have like a helping of exactly just that for my meal at work. So it kind of works itself out to a sense. And I will say this, I don't feel bloated or disgusting or nasty or any of the normal things I think we all feel when we eat shit that we're not supposed to be eating. And speaking of shit that we're not supposed to be eating, now let's go over all of the items that you should not be putting into your body if you're trying to follow or stay within the guidelines of this said bossy power bottom diet. Number one no-no is junk food, processed foods, fats, salts, and sugars. So obviously, all of this shit is detrimental to your digestive tract. And all of these things create a moment where there is that potential dirty butt sex, oopsie daisy moment. So you really have to stay away from all of it. And you know, I don't really have a sweet tooth. I'm much more of a savory versus a sweet person. So I don't really struggle with this specific journey. I think the one area that is a little bit tough for me is chips, because I am a huge chip fan just for a regular snack. And going away from chips was a really tough one for me, but I know that there is so much fucking oil and salt and saturated fat. It's just, you can't put that shit in your body if you want to bottom with the utmost confidence, like a boss. Next up, we've got red meats and sausages. Really just anything processed, you guys. So steaks, like pork, all of it, you can't have any of that shit. It's just, there's so much grease, so much oil, so much that is just prohibiting your body from doing what it's supposed to be doing, which is really just flushing all that shit out. Literally, no pun intended. Did it? But yeah, stay away from red meats and sausages, as tough as that might be. I love fucking bacon, and that was a really kind of a tough one to give up, but I'm doing just fine. I'm still alive, I'm still here, and it's still working out. Next up, we've got caffeine, cigarettes, and alcohol, which I'm kind of surprised that cigarettes somehow contribute to your digestive tract not properly working. You know, I personally don't smoke and never have, so that kind of shocks me, but I really don't, like, I'm not surprised, I guess, in that. I don't really know how it works in regards to your body, but somehow it slows the digestive tract somehow. And I think we all kind of understand why caffeine does as well. And alcohol, how many times have you been shit-faced, wasted, gone out, just as disclosed in the opening story, sat on that hot jock top dick, and found out that you actually did have that dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moment because you had one too many vodka sodas at the club before you showed up to that guy's place? It's just there. Alcohol, especially beer, you guys, is the worst fucking thing for you. So just cut it out. I don't know, like, being gay and taking like iced coffee and alcohol out of your diet is just so, like, that doesn't even make sense to anyone in the gay universe. But you just, if I could do it for a fucking month, then you can too. Next up, we've got artificial sweeteners with artificial sweeteners are just something that I would normally just put into my body on a regular basis. You know, in on that note, like trying to make myself drink more water, I went and bought like a shit ton of those like little fucking Crystal Light packets where you put into the water, because it's like, if the water's flavored and there's no calories, I mean, that's a gay man's dream, right? You're drinking shit tons of water and creating a moment where you're allowed to consume all that water and your body is much healthier for it. But the reality of it is that shit is filled with artificial sugars. Splenda, all of it, as good as it is, just cut that shit out of your diet. Next up, we've got probably the biggest offender of them all. You guessed it, dairy. Any sort of dairy. And listen, you guys, I've said this shit so many times on this show. I have been known to be that person who has said, quote, and I quote, if I could get completely naked and just roll around in a vat of nacho cheese, I would. Like, nacho cheese actually fucking makes me horny. That's how much I fucking love that shit. I love cheese. I love dairy. Everything dairy related is just something that I feel is just a quintessential thing that you just need in your life. But when it comes to the bossy power bottom diet, you can't have any dairy because, let's just face it, milk is not meant for the human body. The more we find out about all these fucking diabetes and cancers and all of it, dairy is almost unanimously the number one offender in all of these specific scenarios in regards to health and just your digestion. It just doesn't work. And I'm going to be honest, cutting dairy completely out of my diet has really helped me feel physically so much more, like just way better about everything in life. Because when I don't feel disgusting and bloated, my mind is in a better headspace and I just feel like a better individual, just period. So just fucking cut that dairy out of your fucking diet because it is not digesting properly and is probably one of the biggest offenders for all of your dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moments. And last but not least, we have got spicy food. Now, you guys, this one was really fucking hard for me because I literally douse everything that I eat with fucking hot sauce. So yeah, this is really bad. Like, it fucks up your body. It fucks up your system. Anything with jalapenos, anything that gives any sort of ingredient spice is a big fat no-no for said posse power bottom diet. So that's it. That's all the things that you're not allowed to have. Take all of those essential items out of your diet and just eat the things that I listed in the diet that I did for the past month. And then you'll find out what I'm about to talk about now. So after doing said bossy power bottom diet for about 3.5-ish weeks, let me also just preface that I did this specific social experiment in the early part of 2023, like January-ish. So I was fully single. This was before my boyfriend slash now fiance. So for all of you out there who are about to come for me for talking about the three dicks that I sat on shortly following this little social experiment, you can just all go fuck all the way off because I hadn't even met him at this point. So I'm making that very fucking clear. Okay? So as I stated before, completely cut out all the things that I wasn't supposed to eat and just stayed on this really boring bossy power bottom hoe diet. And dick number one was a regular visitor that I normally partook in, let's just say now, and basically went over to his place, just walked in, basically just showered before I went over to his place. I didn't do any other sort of preparation, didn't douche, none of it. Went over to his house, had hot, mind-blowing sex, and guess what, you guys? I popped off that hot jock top dick with a clean bill of health. Dick number two was another friends with benefits moment, and somebody I've actually had a dirty butt sex oopsie-daisy moment with in the past, so the potential was there, for sure. But I popped off dick number two once again, by only showering, not douching, completely and entirely. A clean bill of health. Now, you guys, listen. Dick number three is a regular of mine who has a really huge dick. And truth be told, out of all the moments in my life that I have had said dirty butt sex, oopsie daisy moment, it's been with him the most. I think mostly in part to the fact that his dick is so fucking big. Not only is it so big, but it's really huge and girthy too. So I think it just like gets up all in there and opens up the goddamn floodgates and has created some of those moments multiple times. However, and just keep in mind, he was the most nervous for this experiment, but I just had to go over to his place to fuck him because, I mean, how are we ever going to know if this is foolproof or not, right? So I sat on this enormous, huge monster cock, hot jock top dick. And guess what? I popped off with a clean bill of health. So it would seem that this bossy power bottom hoe diet actually works, as miserable as it fucking was. It worked. And I also lost a bunch of weight. So you guys, listen, it's just probably one of the best things that any of you out there could ever do for yourself in regards to gay hookup culture or being that bossy power bottom. And just as a disclaimer, I am in no way any sort of dietitian or professional nutritionist. So I really just don't know what I'm talking about. But that, again, that's really the entire dynamic of this messy show. And if you are a nutritionist or dietitian of some sort out there and you're just like shaking your head at me right now, you probably should be. But honestly, you guys, I got most of this information off a fucking Hornet blog article. So that's my credible source for this week's expose. And that's it. Just try it, you guys. And I assure you, there will be no dirty butt sex, oopsie daisy moments to give you that feeling of bossy power bottom ho status. So what do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen,
guys and straights, hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think that we learned a whole hell of a lot this week. Listen, you guys, if you want to truly and confidently bottom like a boss, take up this bossy power bottom ho diet. Just go back into the archives of this episode and just take notes and try it for yourself. See how it turns out. And that being said, I really would just like to hear from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there, especially the bossy power bottoms, because I would really like to hear from you if you are willing to try this diet. How did it work for you? Did you pop off that hot jock top dick with a clean bill of health and bottom like a boss? Let me know. Give me a call at the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me all about your bossy power bottom ho diet journey. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars. Follow on Spotify. And don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One, all at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, MyGayExposePodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the official show Question of the Week for the Your Gay Exposé segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and pick your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride-related event, or just shit that you want to rock at the gym to ensure that you'll get fucked in the showers. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will bottom like a boss with the Bossy Power Bottom Ho Diet with all of you next time. This week's expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.